Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. If you look at Aaron Judge, you know, after the holiday, he was sitting up 5 in home runs and top 5 in RBIs, 10 off the lead. The guy's had a monster season. And remember, he bet on himself that he would have an incredible year, and he already beat the Yankees in arbitration. I mean, I know they settled in the middle. I know he got $19 million. He wanted $21 million. But they've come to grips with that, and now they're going to have to deal with this guy in the offseason, and what they're going to have to deal with is they're going to have to deal him $300 million clean. That's what he's going to get. He's going to get at least $300 million in the open market, and that's just, you know, no matter what. The Yankees are going to have to give him $300 million, and any team that is after him would have to give him that kind of money. That's just all there is to it. Buster Olney did a nice piece in, you know, late June about the teams that are willing to go there fiscally to make a huge offer to Aaron Judge. And here's the list. You got the Giants. Here's a team. A lot of their core has moved on. They've reduced payroll. They don't have long-term deals out there that are killing them. And they got guys that are injured. Dee Sclafani done for the year with the ankle, et cetera, et cetera. But the bottom line is, can you imagine if they got Aaron Judge to play at Oracle Park? He went to high school, like, near there. I mean, within spitting distance. And would that be enough to lure him kind of home? But then again, you play there and you get massive taxes, 13% in California right off the bat. And all I know is you can compare him to Barry Bonds. Bonds went there in 94 and everybody started buying tickets to watch him in San Francisco. And he put on a show for them that they'll never forget. They love Barry Bonds. And obviously they would love Aaron Judge. What about the Cubs? They need him in that lineup. They need him defensively. Imagine selling tickets to the Cubs games on the north side of Chicago if they had Aaron Judge in that lineup. I mean, this guy's got power. He does it all. The Cubs are rebuilding for sure, and they want a great center fielder, and Judge could do that for several years. And imagine the balls flying out of Wrigley Field if this guy's at the plate. I mean, honestly, he'd be raking moonshots out onto Waveland Avenue like nobody's business. I mean, the Cubs are in an enormous city, but they pay like they're broke. They're a small market type payroll, and it's embarrassing. They need to get a superstar player in there, and Judge fits that bill perfectly. A lot of people think that he wouldn't go there, though, because they're in a complete rebuild. They're not a winner. They're a loser. And he'd be going to a loser and, you know, sitting around watching him rebuild and just having his big bat in the lineup isn't going to cut it. They need everything. Pitching, starting pitching. They need bullpen. They need defense. They need hitters. They need talent. They need everything. And you can't just have Aaron Judge and then nothing around him. Now, what about the Mets? You got Steve Cohen, the billionaire owner, the new GM, Billy Epler. What a snag that would be for them. This team has to figure out a way to keep Jacob DeGrom from going somewhere else. You've heard about Atlanta. And, I mean, they lose stars in Atlanta. They don't pay him. I don't see that happening. But there's rumors that he would go there first. I don't think he would leave Cohen's pockets. They're too deep. I mean, this guy's got billions, and this is New York. This is the number one market in the world. And all I know is if you're a superstar here, you get paid more here than anywhere else, and that's all there is to it. The Mets have to lock up Pete Alonso, too. The polar bear is a badass. You get him, you get DeGrom in the fold. Go after Aaron Judge steal him from the Yankees? That'd be the biggest story on the tabloids, back pages in years. A lot of people think Cohen would build up the price for Judge by just showing interest, that the bidding would go wild if he was in it, and he could do whatever he wants. And especially, let's say they go to the playoffs this year to Mets because they've been really good and they don't get it done. If they don't get it done, are they missing that piece? The Judge bat in the lineup and his glove, is that what they're missing to go over the top? And if they don't get it done, they might think like that. Only even predicted that the Mets are going to make a run at Shohei Ohtani. And, you know, he knows him. I mean, Epler was the guy in Anaheim. One of the reasons they landed this guy, Ohtani. And then he's with the Mets now. So maybe he's going to go after him again and get him to come to New York, which would be gigantic. I mean, I think getting Ohtani, that might be even better than getting Judge. I still don't think Judge wants to go to Queens. And I still don't think Judge, in all likelihood, that's my belief, wants to leave the Yankees at all. I really don't think he wants to play anywhere else. He knows when you wear the pinstripes and you play in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium, that's gigantic. It doesn't get any bigger than that, no matter who it is. I'm talking no matter who it is. Like the Dodgers, I don't care who it is. Any of these teams that I've already mentioned, none of them are the Yankees, let alone the Red Sox. Now, Boston's in this mix as well. They got rid of Mookie Betts. They didn't want to give Bogarts a good deal, and they haven't been able to sign Devers to a good deal. They're playing around with him, too. So you wonder if John Henry would go after Aaron Judge and try to steal him from the Yankees. That sounds like something Boston would be interested in. Ruin the Yankees, steal their superstar player, and put him in Fenway where he would rake as well with that tiny sandbox they play in. You think Yankee Stadium is small and the porch in right is too easy to hit a home run out of? It's easy to hit home runs out of Fenway all over the place. A lot of Boston fans, like on the radio up there, are complaining that the Red Sox aren't spending any money, that they've gone cheap. Honestly, if this guy Aaron Judge goes to the Red Sox, I'll be done with it. I'll be done with baseball. I won't be able to absorb that. I couldn't sleep at night knowing that he had been on the Bombers and played in New York and done everything he did for the Yankees, and that he walks and signs a deal with the Red Sox. I would literally get sick to my stomach. I'd probably have to start puking. Literally, I'd have to hurl. Now, what about the Dodgers? They go after everybody. I mean, honestly, look what they've done. They got Betts. Who haven't they got? They got Scherzer before, so they've done everything to get big-name players. They even traded for Darvish. Machado was a Dodger, and even Trey Turner. But they've been the biggest spender. If you look at the last 10 years, they've spent more money than anybody. A lot of people don't think the Dodgers would do it because Judge is 30, so that they're not going to give out another gigantic long-term contract to a guy that's already 30. They don't want to go there. They blew off giving a deal to Stanton or Bryce Harper. Bottom line is, they don't get into that, and they probably won't get into it. And I don't want to see that guy playing for the Dodgers either. That also would make me very irritable. There's some people, you know, only said the Twins. He's not going to the Twins, okay? Can you imagine this guy wanting to sign a fat deal with the Twins? I still can't believe they got Carlos Correa to sign a deal. He's got a 3-year deal that he can get out of every year, and my guess is he'll be out of there. Now, a lot of people think if they win and go to the playoffs and do well, that Correa will stay for the time being. I'll believe that when I see it. I don't think playing in Minneapolis is glamorous for any superstar. That's just the bottom line. And then you got the Angels. If they were to lose Ohtani, they'd have tons of money to go spend on Aaron Judge. And believe me, living in Southern California is way hip. You know, Judge never signed the deal that the Yankees offered him in spring training right before the season started. He would have been the second highest paid outfielder in the majors with a greater salary than Betts, Bryce Harper, and Stanton, and only making less than Mike Trout. a lot of baseball people thought it was a good offer they made him. I never agreed with that offer. It just wasn't enough money. I've said all along, 300 mil, baby. Some people say that Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman would walk away from some price tag that's too enormous, and they were able to do that with Robinson Cano. But, I mean, please, don't even try to compare Robbie Cano to Aaron Judge, for God's sakes. That's ugly. To me, the obvious thing is, if they lose this guy and Hal Steinbrenner doesn't give him the money and Cashman doesn't do the deal, the Yankee fans are going to turn on Hal Steinbrenner like he has no idea what's going to hit him, like a tornado of venom and vile and vitriol and hate. I mean, they will absolutely go off on this guy probably for a lengthy period of time. He may not ever recover if he loses Aaron Judge and goes cheap on another offer to Judge. They got to give him fat money and keep him in the Bronx. That's all there is to it. I mean, it is true. Here's the line I heard about Judge. If Judge signs with another team, it'd be like Alex Rodriguez going from Seattle to Texas. He'd disappear. No matter where it is, he wouldn't have the same impact on baseball's landscape than he would if he stayed with the Yankees. If he stays with the Bombers, he'll be the next Derek Jeter. That'll probably make him the captain, obviously, and he'll make twice as much money in endorsements than anywhere else. The money that this guy will make in New York City, just being the face of the Yankees, is astronomical. I mean, just gargantuan amounts of money. And then the contract they give him, let's say they give him $300 million. He's set for life, and then he'll play for the Yankees the rest of his career, and we don't have to worry about all this other stuff. I cannot see this guy landing in Boston. If there's anything I can't put up with, it is exactly that. Can't have that happen. That is not good for my health or anybody else's in New York. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. It would drive me absolutely crazy. I just hope he rakes the rest of the season, puts up gargantuan numbers, huge home runs, huge RBIs, and gets the deal from the Yankees.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.